Today's music begins with a reminder of our relationship with Christ, as the familiar hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus," is played on the chimes. Next is the prelude, a cheerful Vivaldi adagio. The anthem is "Jesus, Name of Wondrous Love," arranged by John Ferguson, sung virtually by the Chancel Choir and friends. Today's sung hymns are "Praise to the Lord the Almighty," and "I Sing the Praise of Love Almighty," with the postlude being an exciting setting of today's opening hymn by David Sherwin.
As we begin, it is important that you know that wherever you find yourself worshiping today, we are gathered together in spirit. And no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, it is our deep desire to meet you where you are and to share God's love with you. As we enter into this sacred time together, I want to invite you to join me in taking a deep and slow breath. As you inhale, invite God's very real presence of peace to fill you, body and spirit. And as you exhale, set aside all the worries and anxieties and busyness of the day, and join me as we reflect on today's theme. Our theme today is friends together, which has me thinking about my friends and friendships and what it means to be a friend. In our gospel reading from John today, which Reverend Sue will read in just a bit, Jesus removes any sense of special status difference between himself and his followers. "You are my friends," he says to them. Their relationship is no longer one of followers doing what the leader wants, or servants at the mercy of their master, or even disciples seeking wisdom from their teacher. Jesus calls them friends, equals, who have an obligation to look out for each other's good, even to the point of laying down one's life, which Jesus will do. And they are not just friends with Jesus. Jesus is commanding them to be friends with one another, since that is how he loves him. And that's where things start to get tricky. That we are commanded to be friends, and that Jesus stresses it is not we who choose him, but rather he who chooses us, that all emphasizes that friendship is not just about convenience, or about who we like, or who we hang out with, or who we share common interests with. In fact, it really isn't about feelings at all. Whether we like it or not, Jesus has already called us friends, all of us, even the people you would never consider a friendship with. And likewise, he commands each of us to look out for each other's well-being, and specifically in ways that impact our lives, and maybe even inconvenience or irk us a bit. Jesus' vision of friendship is one with purpose and intention, one that challenges us and expands our circle wider and wider. In a world where we send friend requests to one another with the option to decline, it seems perhaps we have lost this vision of friendship. In polarizing times, it is challenging to remain friends on Facebook or in real life with people with whom we disagree or who represent a platform or way of thinking we just cannot condone or wrap our heads around. But Jesus reminds us today that we are still and always one another's keeper. We are still and always called to be one another's friend. So whether it's with people that we know and like, know and don't like, or don't know at all, our challenge today and every day is to be friends together, to look out for each other's good, so that we might bear the fruit of compassion, understanding, peacemaking, and reconciliation. Are we committed to looking out for each other's good? Or are we only looking out for those we deem as good enough? May this challenging call give us pause to think, even now as we gather in spirit to worship. In the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
invite you to join me in praying our prayer of confession out loud if you've got the words in front of you from our website or Facebook page, or simply by listening and praying along. Let us pray. Gracious God, we are better together. We are created for friendship, each of us needing others to walk with us and to love us along the way. Like most of the best things in life, however, friendship takes work, intentionality, and dedication. It is so easy to take those closest to us for granted and to go our own way. We become involved with things going on in our own lives, and we forget to reach out to those closest to us. We let jealousy, misunderstanding, and our differences come between us. Forgive us, loving God, when we choose being right over being in relationship. Help us to cherish the gift of friendship and to tend it and mend it with compassion, patience, and understanding. Remind us that at the very center of our faith is Jesus, our friend, who shows us what it means to love, and who, with 12 of his closest friends, continues to teach us what being in relationship looks like. Not easy, but always worth it. Amen. Friends, our relationship with Christ changes everything. When we confess our sins, when we come humbly before God and ask for forgiveness, we are able to experience the love, the grace, and the friendship of Christ in newer, deeper, more life-giving ways. May we claim these gifts this day, and may we use them to love others as God loves us. Amen.
Our first scripture reading today comes from the Old Testament book of Psalms, Psalm 98. I suspect these words may sound familiar. The psalmist writes, "O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him victory. The Lord has made known his victory. He has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who live in it. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills sing together for joy. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity." And our gospel lesson for today picks up where we left off last week, in the 15th chapter of John's Gospel, beginning to read at verse 9. Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. These are God's words for us. May God grant us the strength and courage to live them. Amen. And now a message for our young ones and those who are young at heart. Whenever I leave my house, I take my keys with me. If I'm coming to church, going to the grocery store or a doctor's appointment, visiting a friend, because my keys are almost always with me, choosing a keychain that I especially like, well, it sort of matters to me. And I like changing my keychain every now and then to reflect what is important to me. Not surprisingly, I've had keychains with panda bears on them, hummingbirds, flowers, places I've visited, and even bees. In fact, my current keychain happens to be a Lego person dressed to look exactly like a bumblebee, complete with black and yellow stripes, wings, and antenna. I've also had keychains with messages on them, which is what you're going to create as part of your carry-out connection activity for today. Some of the messages on my keychains have been just single words, like joy, peace, hope, breathe, and of course, love. The message on the keychain you'll be creating is a simple but very important one. I love you. That is what Jesus told his followers many, many years ago, about 2,000 years ago to be exact, and he wants us to know that he loves each one of us too. Not only does he want us to know we are loved, he wants us to love others just as much as he loves us. Wow. Now that's hard to do. Before we can love others the way Jesus loves us, we need to know exactly just how he loves us. What does his love look like? For starters, Jesus loves those of us for a variety of reasons. His love for us does not depend on the color of our skin. It does not depend on where we live or how much stuff we have. Jesus' love for us does not depend on how old we are, or how strong we are, or how smart we are, or whether we are a girl or a boy. And Jesus doesn't love more certain people more than others because they have made less mistakes or done more good deeds. Here's the amazing thing. Jesus' love for everyone is the same. And the best part of all is that he never stops loving us, even when we mess up or wander away from him. Okay, so we're not Jesus, and we may not always do such a good job of loving the people around us, especially when they make us mad or sad or afraid. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't try our best to love them. And that doesn't mean we always have to have warm, fuzzy feelings for them. But we do need to care about them and want the best for them, just as Jesus wants the very best for each one of us. So, let's ask Jesus to help us do this hard work of loving others as much as he loves us. And perhaps carrying your new keychain with you will help you to remember to try to love others, especially when it isn't easy. Let's pray together. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us so much. As we live each day, help us to imitate you and your love for us. Help us to be kind and patient, to care about others as much as we care about ourselves. And when we do mess up, forgive us. Help us to do better the next time around. All of these things we pray in your name, remembering how Jesus taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.